After the show, be sure to go to lootcrate.com/Steven Larson and use the promo code FRIENDO for a discount off your new subscription. And sign up by the 19th of next month for the Combat Crate with items from Blizzard, Capcom, and Fallout 4.
Hey, Friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going in Raw. So we just did FriendoCast, and now we're going to do Going in Raw. That's why we're still here doing gameplay. We haven't shunted your suggestions that we keep it to the back and forth.
We were just in a hurry, so we didn't want to move.
We're low on time. We didn't want to hurry. So we wanted to hurry, so here we are.
Yeah.
Welcome to Going in Raw's Wrestling Podcast. Today we're going to talk about World Heavyweight Championship.
Just do the noise.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hit triangle. Resiliency.
Damn it. What does that do? Does that slow it down?
You kick out immediately.
Oh, it gives you that option?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Raw cap,
Larson. So, we had a World Heavyweight Championship one-night tournament. The winners of the previous, of the Hell in the Cell in general,
matches.
Had matches to enter into.
A Fatal 4-Way match, whoever won that match was...
I swear it's like I'm booking this shit. This is exactly what I'm doing at NXT, and I started doing it 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So we have a new number one contender.
Yes, we do. And his name is Roman Reigns. I mean, what was yours? Roman Shames?
Roman Fiennes.
Roman Fiennes, that's right. I was going to do an angle where Roman skid marks his pants a lot, and so he's called Roman Shames because he's shamed about it. Anyways. Is it his time, Larson? Are the crowd gave him a good pop?
He did, or they did.
Has he paid his dues? Like, let's think about this from a storyline perspective. Let's think about this from, does this make sense? Is this best for business for the company? As they like to say, but for reals.
Here's what I think is going to happen.
What's going to happen? I always like your ideas, but they never come to fruition.
This one, I'm pretty confident will.
You're a brilliant fantasy booker, but then you book Drew
Picklefoot.
Pickleford
against Lex Luger at WrestleMania.
An extreme rules match,
I
no
think,
less.
Dean Ambrose is going to cost Reigns the belt at Survivor Series.
Ooh.
Setting up Shield triple threat match at WrestleMania.
Man, I would love for that to happen.
And he's not going to align himself with
Rollins, right? He's just going to be like,
say,
yeah,
like, hey, I. This is not where WrestleMania 30 was at all. This isn't Levi Stadium. This is a much smaller game. Ambrose applied to say something like, you know, I had X number of matches with Rollins. I was so close. I was so close and got screwed out every time. Why do you think you deserve it now?
Yeah.
How come I don't deserve it?
Yeah.
I should be in here too.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this, though. From a creative standpoint or from the mind of Paul Levesque, because I would seem to think that he... I think something tells me Triple H is sort of more in charge of booking. I could be completely wrong. This is all speculation.
Okay.
I think he's probably in charge of booking, and this is why Rollins has been champion so long. He's in charge of booking sort of the main storylines on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Vince is probably more hands-on with the money stuff, Brock Lesnar's stuff, The Undertaker stuff, celebrity stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That to me seems to make sense the way we've seen things.
But look
go
now,
down.
We're at the the stadium.
Yeah.
But at the wider shot, it made it seem really small.
Yeah, huh? That's weird. That's my thinking. And if that's the case, do you think...
I'm reading the ring. Oh, I can break out. That's right. I thought it said run in.
Oh, I know. I think you got to try next time. See if you can make player two your guy, the guy that you're playing.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
because
then
you can run in.
This is a big ramp.
Look at Lex. He's so slow.
He's just strolling down. He's giving zero Fs.
He didn't even see you coming. Look how much he's in pain. He's hurting so bad right now.
He got a Luthez press for his troubles.
On the ramp, too.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. He's about to literally...
Anyways, finish your thought.
Do you think they think they're at the point where Ambrose, by turning heel on Reigns, isn't just going to make Ambrose... to a lot of the audience, the actual face.
Oh, yeah. It will.
That's going to be a major problem. It makes you wonder if they're... I have to believe that Triple H is and Stephanie are cognizant of that.
Yeah, I would think so. But, and it depends on... If it's Vince that had been wanted Roman to be the top dog for a while...
Yeah.
Maybe he'll override him and say, no, I want this to happen.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think if
there's going to be some sort of divide between them,
yeah,
that has to happen.
Yeah.
They're setting it up too much.
I think if they make his heel turn more of a bit more of a gray area. If he turns on him, but he doesn't change his character necessarily.
Yeah.
If he says, hey, this isn't because I'm a bad guy, maybe it's because he wants in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he does it. He mixes it up to get in the action.
Yeah.
If they frame it like that, then you don't really have a face heel situation. You have competitors.
Yeah.
And I think that would be probably the smartest way to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I love that scenario. I think a lot of people are like clamoring for a Shield three-way at WrestleMania. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting. I think who do you think would get the biggest pop if they won the Shield three-way at WrestleMania?
Probably Ambrose.
By far, I think Ambrose.
But Rambo.
Rambo's gonna win.
But Reigns is gonna win.
I agree with that totally. But wouldn't that be great if it was Ambrose? Wyatt family. Apparently, Undertaker's feeling like it's 1990 again because he's all over TV.
Well, this is his goodbye tour.
Yeah. Was he on Raw?
No.
No, he was not on Raw. But it does look like there's going to be a Survivor Series team versus team, Team Taker versus Team Wyatt.
Yep. Kane interjected himself. I don't know if you saw that.
Right. No, I saw the gif of it on Twitter. And the Wyatt family took him out. It's nice to see the Wyatt family.
I wish they had booked the Wyatt Undertaker feud the first time around like this.
Yeah.
It'd have been so much better.
I know. I agree totally. Because it's tangible. Yeah. They're doing stuff. They're doing things.
Wow. I got a bionic elbow. It's so small.
You know what? I realize finishers in this game are kind of like the Money in the Bank contract. You never know if you're going to be able to successfully cash in.
Oh, no.
You just stood there and let him do that.
I was trying to walk away.
Well, yeah, I like that your tights are the same color as Lex Luger's skin.
I know.
Let's see here. Sheamus and Barrett are now
a tag team. And somehow Rusev's involved, too.
I don't like any of that. I don't like Sheamus and Barrett. But although,
like him.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Not really, though. I like when Barrett was doing bad news because he was funny.
Now he's the king of bad news, I think. Ooh, charge finisher, and I lost it.
Has he actually said that?
I think there's a shirt that says that.
That's fair. I get that shirt. I love Rusev. He needs to leave them because they're charisma succubi.
Let's see what Droop's finisher is. I have no idea. Is it an AA?
Kind of. I hate that move. I don't even know why. It should be cool. But anything sit down, I don't like.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Dirty pin. Good dirty pin.
Come on, Droop. Come on, ref!
Oh, I can see his shadow over there counting. What a jerk. Yeah, I don't... Okay, so let's talk about Sheamus a little bit, though.
Do we have to?
Well, no. This is good news for us. If he's in a tag team with Barrett...
He's not cashing in anytime soon.
He's not cashing in anytime soon. He's on his way to joining Damian Sandow as the only guys who have cashed in and not collected.
No, Mr. Kennedy... someone else cashed in and lost.
I think you're right. I think it might have been Mr. Kennedy. I'm glad. Like, this seems to be, they're not getting the belts anytime soon.
No.
That's not happening. The Usos are on their way back. So they're going to, I know, I don't like them either. But the Usos might make it a stronger tag division.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
It'll be interesting, though. Do you think they're going to have to bring the Usos back? They're not going to be able to go or to immediately bring them back as heels. Usos versus the New Day. The New Day is getting lots of New Day Rocks chants right now. And they're like we've said before, they're doing everything they can to remain heels.
Yeah.
They ain't got a choice in the matter.
Yeah.
And when you have a legit hot face tag team and the Usos are coming in, what do you do?
Yeah, that is a pickle.
That's a pickle. That's a pickle foot right there. So
another bionic elbow. That sucked. He's got two finishers. I kicked out, though. I'm doing well.
Good job.
So I guess if this is all the case, Usos coming back, we have Barrett and Sheamus as a new tag team. Where does this leave the Dudleys?
Okay, what did the Dudleys do this past week?
They they teamed up with Ryback, take on somebody. I don't remember who.
Were the New Day involved at all?
No.
So they're done. They're out of the title hunt. They're officially teaching people how to properly do tag team matches. I love that. That's good. What do the New Day do?
The two of them are Big E and Kofi were part of the tournament. Wow. And Xavier Woods got married.
What?
Xavier Woods got married. That's why he wasn't at Hell in
a Cell. Oh, good for him. Yeah. Did it show pictures and stuff?
No, no. I mean, story-wise, he got hurt.
Story-wise, he got hurt. Oh, but he was off getting married. Yeah, I wonder if Big E, do you know if Big E or Kofi attended?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'd love to hope so. I'd love to think so. I don't know why you have this in our notes. Tyler Breeze debuted on Raw.
Yeah.
Why does that matter? He debuted on SmackDown.
No, but his Raw debut, that's why.
Raw debut. Didn't he just sort of sit ringside or something?
Yeah, he had a cool little lounge, and he had a security guy.
Was he there the entire episode?
No, just during the Dolph Big E match.
Oh, okay. Oh, well.
And then it looked like they had some nice hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
Made some drinks at their little VIP lounge, and I thought that was cool. It looks like a comfy place to sit and enjoy a wrestling show. So that's the only reason I liked it.
Yeah.
Gosh darn it, Luger.
Yeah, so what, are we thinking Tyler Breeze is going to go into a program with Dolph?
I don't think that's going to happen. That is what's happening. That's what's happening right now. Oh no, torture rack! I'm done for.
The torture rack of doom. Oh god, look at how... Well, it's just, yeah, look at how big your stick is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Look at Luger's face. He's so happy with himself. You can play the next one, too.
He just said, you are not Wolfpack NWO.
You are not Wolfpack NWO. Let's see here.
And then the last note is, Paige turns heel, but I thought she already did that.
Yeah, this is a very confused angle that's happening
because
right now.
Because she did the kind of heel turn, and then next week she was back with her team. And then on Raw last week, she beats down her team.
Yeah, is that what happened? She beat them down? Because I didn't watch that. I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because she was like, no, I'm great. I'm a new page. I'm like, okay, I know where this is going. Just do it already. But I thought they did it like when she ran everybody down and delivered her weak-ass pipe bomb.
So it was going to be Paige, Charlotte next for the Divas belt?
Yeah, I like that. That's good. Give Paige the belt back for a little while. Have them go back and forth a little bit with it.
Yeah.
That's okay. The Bellas are on good terms with WWE. They can hold the title. They have Flexi Lexi signs. I really wish somebody had the giant head.
I know.
In the audience of Luger. That'd be fantastic. I think it'd be good. I think it'd be fine. Let's see here. There's nothing else on Raw that happened?
Not really. I mean, did you watch the... What matches did you watch?
What happened first?
First, it was Reigns and Kofi.
First, I did. I think at God, man, I barely saw anything. Man, I think I saw like
pretty much all the bunch of that match. The tournament matches are really good.
Yeah, no, I did know. Yeah, no, that was a good match, and I heard the four way at the end was really good.
Yeah, it was really good. Everybody had a moment to shine.
Yeah.
And
Roman came out looking good.
Mm-hmm.
Crowd popped for him, huh?
Pretty significantly, yeah.
That's cool. Good for all them. That's
and awesome. The Del Rio Neville match was good. Del Rio showed.
Oh, Del Rio showed up.
Yeah, Del Rio was in the tournament.
Well, let's talk about his contract. It's time for gorilla position. This is where we talk about...
Backstage stuff.
Backstage shenanigans. Rollins versus... So random. Rollins versus Neville. Del Rio's new contract. He signed for $1.4 million.
Not even a full-time schedule.
Yeah.
And that's the downside guarantee.
Yeah.
That's the minimum he'll make.
That's insane. That's insane. Hold on, I gotta send this. Do you think it's worth it? What are other people making?
From what I've read, that's a lot for 1.4 is a lot for.
I thought
even
I
upper
saw
card
Seth was making like half a mil.
Mm-hmm.
Del Rio's not worth $1.5 million.
But you know, if
they're going to Mexico, if they think they can make that huge money in Mexico because of him. Then I guess it's worth it.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, because he got a really good response last night.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Where were they last night? San Diego? Oh, yeah.
A lot of sea chants.
Yeah.
And a lot of Del Rio signs. And, you know, I'm sure he'll move merchandise. You know, I'm sure they, from a business perspective, they looked into it and thought it would be an advantageous deal for themselves being WWE.
Right.
So, you know, based on his prior tenure with the company, they always had shirts of him.
Yeah.
On the WWE shop, and there's always people wearing him at the shows, so.
It's funny to me, though, because, you know, I was reading the thing earlier, they're repackaging...
Los Matadores.
Yeah, and they were talking about bringing back Carlito, which I think would be a great move, because I really like Carlito. Like when he first, jeez.
I never understood the point of the apple, though.
Oh, I love the apple.
But what was it about? Why do you have an apple?
Disrespecting people.
Because he'd spit it in their face?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Spit in the face of people who don't want to be cool. So I thought that was great. But let's see here. But apparently they tried to lowball Carlito. And that's why he's not back.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I see, to me, Carlito coming back is more exciting than Del Rio coming back.
Okay.
I like Del Rio, though. I don't know. I'm so torn.
Yeah, you've always liked Del Rio.
I'm very torn. I'm very torn on Del Rio. Because I don't think he's ever really drawn money. But then in Mexico, I guess he does. And I heard he had a great run in AAA.
Oh, I heard he was really good in Lucha Underground, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apparently he had a good match against John Morrison.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Mundo.
So, I really like the production value of I've never really watched it that much.
The trailers make it look really cool, like they've taken more of a cinematic approach.
They are, yeah. And even when you watch the matches, like they're cut together, so like, you know, they have like a crane. They have like a camera and a crane.
Yeah.
And they cut them together much more cinematically than, and it's like, I think it's like a 24 frames. So yeah. It just looks more like a movie. It was really cool. And plus they have John Morrison, who was the original John Morrison Angles guy.
Yep.
We used to do that back in
Tree of Woe.
Tree of Woe, that's right. We also have another... Oh, wait, so you posed the question here. Oh, I didn't. Hogan's 1998 WCW contract, that leaked?
Yeah.
What was it about?
It was a shit ton of money.
Like, how much is a shit ton?
Like $3 million downside. Jesus, and he got a huge portion of pay-per-view revenue that he was on.
Really?
What else? Creative control over matches he was in.
Man.
It was a ridiculous contract.
Yeah.
I can't remember all the things, but it was crazy.
And that was his 1998 contract.
Mm-hmm.
So, but does that mean if everybody that had signed after Hall and Nash and on... All the big names that had the favored nations clause,
mm-hmm.
does that mean they all got that money too?
I doubt to the extent that Hogan did.
I wonder. I wonder if that's because Hogan wasn't new. He was like re-signing a deal. If they didn't get that, I don't know. But WCW is just throwing money around.
Oh, yeah.
Like crazy. So you pose the question, do we like knowing these details? I think it's interesting. Number one, when we find out that guys like Seth Rollins are making $500,000, or guys like Roman Reigns are making $500,000, there's a certain element of, okay, no, that makes sense. Like, that doesn't concern me or pique my interest much.
Yeah.
When, if the NXT figures we saw are to be believed.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I don't know that they are.
There was that thing we saw, a year ago, maybe?
Yeah, it was about a year ago.
Longer than that, about how much the certain wrestlers made.
Yeah, and like, there were some really strange incongruities.
I think it was Reigns that was making $500,000 and Rollins was like 50,000. And this is when they were on the main roster.
Yeah, it was something like that. Weird
the
like
disparity
that.
Between the two of them was
and then
significant.
The NXT guys
were getting like 25 grand.
Getting like 25,000 a year. And I guess, I mean, that's sort of, you know, we're paying you to be developmental guys.
And they probably don't have the expenses as far as travel and whatnot. That...
Right, exactly. Because there's no way they can pay for their own travel if they're on $25,000 a year.
And by and large, most of the shows are in Florida.
Right, exactly. And so, I imagine they probably... So, I that kind of stuff, it gives me sort of a... I don't know, a wonky eye at the company, you know? It's like, yeah, well, really? That's how much you're paying your guys
mm-hmm.
for taking bumps, you know?
Yeah, well, that's all downside, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's just a guarantee.
Ooh, you got a finisher.
I got it. You know, and you know, like pay-per-view bonuses, if those things exist anymore, merchandise, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They get a cut of. And I'm sure the more high-profile you are, the more of a cut you get.
Yeah.
So...
It's all, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, I went to pin there.
When you're generally speaking, if you're a wrestling fan, you've been watching for as long as we have, you become more interested actually in the backstage stuff
mm-hmm.
as you are in the stuff that's on the screen. Because oftentimes, you know, the stuff on the screen, as we've talked before, you know, it gets to be redundant sometimes. It gets to be boring.
Oh, he bled.
Nice. Good job. And so, but the behind the scenes stuff is always fascinating as
shit.
Yeah,
it is.
It really is.
I forgot I was doing a ladder match.
So finding out about that stuff, I love it because it's interesting. It just sometimes it makes me cringe because I'm like, geez, he's only getting paid this?
I know.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. But then who knows if like these leaks are real. Like the Del Rio, it wouldn't surprise me if it was, if that was it. It's just, that's, man, that's a lot of money. But then they always had such faith in Del Rio. I mean, they put a belt on him like multiple times. He's always been there at the top. I'm just kind of surprised because it's not like he's ever been the most charismatic guy in the world. I don't know. I've always had like a weird view of Del Rio. I'm going to take over the stick for Kayfabe Corner. It is the
greatest wrestling trivia challenge of all time.
Greatest wrestling trivia challenge of all time. And I'm going to do it today while fighting this match. You're going to be asking me, now, what is the deal?
Are you sure you don't want to pause to devote your full attention to Kayfabe Corner? This is kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal.
All right, let's dedicate all energies to Kayfabe Corner.
Okay.
So again, to remind everybody, 12 names.
Yeah.
Or 12 things.
Okay, yeah. So what are we doing this week?
We'll explain the rules first, what it is.
12 things.
Six real, six fake.
Six real, six fake.
Oh, shoot. I didn't look up a bonus question.
Oh, no.
Shoot.
Would you like 3 minutes?
No, I'll wait. We'll do this first, and I'll see if anything comes to me.
Okay, so last week, or 2 weeks ago, time we did it, I did NWA titles, real or fake, and I think you got like 9, didn't you?
I did.
You got pretty good. The week before that, you did NWA territories, and I got 9.
Yeah.
So we've both been doing really well.
Yeah, we've upped our game pretty significantly.
Exactly, or have we just downgraded our game significantly because we shouldn't be doing this well?
Do you want to know what this week's theme is?
Obviously.
Finishing moves, real or fake.
Oh, wow. Really good. I like this.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Barnyard Buster.
Real.
Fake.
Fuck.
Number two.
Okay.
Down the Drain.
Real.
Yes.
Yes.
Number three.
Okay.
Everest Duoplex.
Fake.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who came with that one?
Who?
My wife.
That's
good.
That's a
good, really good
one. That's a good one.
It's a top rope double suplex.
Yeah. But that one sounds like you had the name of another one and you just substituted.
Oh, no, that had nothing to do with it. That was all her.
Okay, all right.
Number four.
Okay.
Octagon Special.
I'm going to say it's fake.
Real.
Real who?
I don't know. Let me write down who's
there. All right.
Number five.
Okay.
Into the Void.
That's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because that's a movie.
Number six.
Uh-huh.
Cock o' the Walk.
That's real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number seven. San Quentin Shank.
No way. That's fake.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that being in CZW, but yeah.
Number eight.
Okay.
The Cloud Burst.
That's real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know who that is?
I want to say. I mean, that sounds like Goldust or Cody Rhodes or something.
It wasn't
like that. Okay.
I don't know who it was, but it wasn't either of theirs.
Cloudburst.
This would be number 9.
Okay.
Avalanche Tsunami Driver.
Boy, that's a long one. Avalanche Tsunami Driver. Avalanche Tsunami Driver. Avalanche Tsunami Driver. My inclination is to say that's way too convoluted to be real, but that makes me think it's real. It's real.
Fake.
My initial inclination was correct.
Apparently. I know. Number 10.
Yes.
Power Special.
Again, that sounds so fake. Real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 11.
It's always the opposite of what we think.
I know. The High Five Dive.
I'm going to say real.
Fake.
Damn it. I can see some idiot on the indie scene
I know.
Doing that.
I know.
That's where you came up with it.
That's one I was most proud of, the fake ones.
Yeah, okay.
Number 12, Winnerplex.
Winnerplex.
Mm-hmm.
The Winnerplex. Let me ask you something real quick.
Okay.
Where did you pull these from?
I did a search for a list of wrestling finishers, and there's some website that popped up.
Okay. And it ran the gamut?
It was a pretty extensive list.
Okay. Winnerplex. Winnerplex. Okay, I'm gonna say this. If this is fake, that's a good one, because that's ridiculous, and there's no way you thought of that real.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8. Okay. Yeah. Since it's, I know who utilized the Winterplex. That'd be one of your questions.
Oh shit.
Who used the Winterplex?
Do I know this person? Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Who utilized the Winterplex? Oh man, this sounds like, it is. I know it's not him, but I can't get him out of my head. Hold on. I have two people in my head.
Okay. Choose one.
Okay. I'm going to say Al Snow.
No.
Buff Bagwell.
No. Who was a wrestler who used to pat himself on the back?
Oh, Barry Horowitz?
Yep. Second bonus question.
Okay.
Who is said to have innovated the pile driver?
Oh, wow. I'm going to say Lou Thesz.
Wild Bill Longson.
Oh, fuck. I have no idea who that
is. I have no idea who that is either.
Wild Bill. Hey, there, Wild Bill.
There's Wild Bill.
Holy shit. Yeah, I'd want that guy.
He debuted in 1931.
Dang. He's not alive still. He looks like he's 50 in 1931.
No, he died in 1982.
Oh, man. Wild Bill. I have to look him up. All right. Well, that was a quick episode of Going In Raw. We're on a tight schedule right now.
Yeah.
So, boys, but I got eight.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty darn good.
The streak continues of quality performance.
I think we're only learning about each other more. That explains this.
That's got to be it.
It's got to be it. Next week.
Do you know what you're going to do for your theme next week?
I have no idea.
I already got my theme for the next time I do it.
I got to figure mine out soon, though, because I hate doing it last minute. Although last week, I did, I think.
As I was here when you put your list together, wasn't I? No.
That was the week before. Yeah, that was when I did. And that's when I did the trivia one, I think.
No, no, no. You didn't come up with that before. I think it was like a Four Horsemen thing you did.
Oh, that's crap. All right, well, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.